Much of the fallout from the Financial Services Royal Commission is focused on misconduct and poor culture right at the top of the banks. But what about poor practices at the front line? The inquiry was damning about conflicted remuneration paid to tellers and brokers, which often put incentives and bonuses ahead of the interests of customers. A report out this morning says while progress is being made to turn around the culture, there's still a lot of work to be done to abolish measures like leaderboards where staff compete against each other. Our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, has been looking at the figures and he joins me now. Pete, good morning. What sort of deadline do the banks have here to end these conflicted payments to frontline staff, and how are they tracking?
Well, Sabra, the lobby group for the big banks, the Australian Banking Association, appointed the former Public Service Commissioner Stephen Sedgwick to look at how banks are changing the way retail staff are rewarded. There is a deadline of 2020 to ensure bonuses are no longer based solely on the number of sales racked up and that incentives are not based on selling a particular kind of product, such as a credit card. Stephen Sedgwick found banks are on track to change the culture ahead of the deadline in line with Kenneth Haynes' recommendation, but he warns that some banks are moving slower than others. Banking Association Chief Executive Anna Blyer told me that shifting the culture is a massive challenge, especially when measures like leaderboards, which have been known to encourage banker misconduct, remain in parts of the banking industry.
Stephen Sedgwick's report is absolutely clear that those structures need to change in banks, but it also tells us that there are a number of things happening in some banks that still need a lot of work. So this is a very big cultural shift, but it's clear that no one can afford to take their foot off the pedal. More needs to be done.
Banks have until 2020 to get these changes made, but Stephen Sedgwick says that some banks are moving faster than others. So is that a bit of complacency, defiance, or just the challenges in turning around a major cultural problem?
It is a very big cultural shift, and it's not as simple as just changing overnight. But this report tells us that banks are making very substantial progress and that that progress will make a big difference for customers and to ethical banking.
Stephen Sedgwick says there's still a lingering culture of leaderboards where frontline staff and brokers compete among themselves. That's been a big feature of internal competition, and it's still going on.
Leaderboards are individual sort of scorecards that might be put up to value and reward particular behaviours. There are some banks and some branches where these things are still occurring, but they are the minority and they are being phased out. So there is a lot of progress here, but I'm not here to tell you that the work's been done yet. It's on track in many cases. In a number of banks, it's ahead of where it needs to be, but more needs to be done to meet that 2020 deadline. This tells me that banks are taking this very seriously and real change is happening.
But as we heard throughout the Royal Commission, those leaderboards really did, in some cases, encourage misconduct where the customer took a distant second place. So have banking CEOs been told, get rid of the leaderboard system?
Bank CEOs have all committed to abolishing these sorts of practices. And Stephen's report, to be clear, does not say that this is still widespread. He makes it clear that in some branches that might still be occurring despite the fact that banks have committed and CEOs have committed to getting rid of it. That's not an excuse. They need to go.
On another matter, the corporate regulator ASIC has slammed banks over the time that some are taking to remediate customers in the fees for no service scandal, that the reviews haven't been properly prioritised. How do you respond to that criticism?
Like all big programs, there is different progress in different banks, and ASIC has delivered a pretty clear message today that in this case around remediation of these matters, banks need to do better and they need to move faster.
And that's the Australian Banking Association's Chief Executive, Anna Blyer. She was speaking with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, and Pete's still with us. Pete, from the frontline bankers to the big end of town, the corporate regulator ASIC has had a big victory against AMP. Tell us about it.
Yes, Sabra, AMP has agreed to hand over notes and interviews relating to a supposedly independent report by the law firm Clayton Utz into the fees for no service scandal at AMP. That, of course, became a flashpoint at the Banking Royal Commission, and it resulted in the departure of the chairman, Catherine Brenner, CEO Craig Miller, and three board members either resigned or retired. So a big victory for ASIC, which is investigating a range of potential civil or criminal referrals from the Royal Commission, and they could ultimately be referred to Commonwealth prosecutors.
Thank you, senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.